Greetings, Mayor Mooney and members of the council. Thank you for allowing me to do another historic marker presentation on behalf of the Historic Preservation Committee. The Historic Preservation Committee is purpose is to aid in the collection and preservation of history related to the city of College Station to promote the education of the citizens on the history of the city, and this is one such program to do that. Some of the programs that we are involved with are Project HOLD, Exploring History Luncheons, which we're able to resume in person this year, the Cemetery Project, Oral History Interviews and Educational Initiatives, Historic Marker Program, and many other programs that we're not able to list because of time. So the Local Historic Marker Program is, the purpose of that is to document our history so that it can be shared with future generations, students, and historians. The first marker was awarded in 1991, and it's awarded to structures that are over 50 years and to businesses over 20 years old. To date, there have been 109 residential markers awarded and 13 business awards. The 109th marker was awarded in person at the Parks and Rec headquarters. We were just not able to get the presentation until we can do it here in person. So we awarded that one at the Parks and Rec headquarters. So marker 110, we will do at a later date. The lady that was to accept that was not able to come tonight. So to get a historic marker, first the homeowner or business owner must submit an application packet that is reviewed by the Historic Preservation Committee. And once approved, there is a commemorative plaque that we will present, like we present tonight. So, residential historic marker number 111, the DePriest House, located on 605 Guernsey Street. And just a brief few facts about it. The location is in the historic neighborhood located near Bryson Park. As you see, the big yellow pinpoint there. You see George Bush up to the northwest, and then Wellborn comes from the northwest down to the southeast, the lower corner there, and you can see Bryson Park in the, located in the green. This is a photograph from 1929 in the upper right, and you can see in the box that there is not a house there on 605 Guernsey. Then in 1929, there's an aerial view of the Texas A&M. And the portion of College Park is in Southside. And then in somewhere between 1929 and 1932, you can see the house located in the circle there on the upper left photograph there. And Kyle Field is located, of course, down in the lower left of the photo. Everybody can see that? So, and marker number 110 is 601, which is just a couple doors down from the one in the circle there. So a few facts. Like I said, the structure was built sometime between 1929 and 1932. It is located in the Southside Historic District. It is one of two Cape Cod architecture buildings in College Station that was known. Some of the notable tenants are E.O. Seeke. He was the head of the Texas Forest Service, and he lived in the house from 1932 to 48. Sidney Scout Sorensen was a teacher at A&M Consolidated, lived there for 20-some years, 51 to 78. And then, of course, Earl Bennett was an associate dean of the Texas A&M College of Business, and he had the property from 78 to 2002. And it went through a few other changes of ownership until the priest recently purchased it earlier, I think, this year. So that is a brief overview of 605 Guernsey.